A new Pew survey finds most Americans are worried by the role that social media sites play in delivering their news. And as social media companies try to improve the quality of news broadcast on their platforms, 55% of Americans feel those attempts will just make it worse. Let's bring in Femi Okeh. She's host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hi, Peter.
So you and I both get a lot of news from social media, but you especially. What do you make of this study?
It really, if you go look at the Pew Research website, it really crystallizes a lot of what we've been feeling about social media, but perhaps didn't have the data. For instance, where are most people getting their social media news from? Well, wherever they're playing on social media. So Facebook is up there at number one, YouTube number two, Twitter number three, Instagram number four. People, believe it or not, are getting some news from their WhatsApp. Internationally, that's a more common way of getting your news. And also Tumblr, yes, it's still alive. A few people are still getting their news from Tumblr. This survey also looks at political bias. So conservatives feels that the news tend to feel that the news is more left-leaning. People who are more liberal feel that the news is pretty much fine and neutral. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of little tidbits in there that are worth looking at. If you love news, love social media, really good place to go.
Sure. So supporters of Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang, moving on to another story, I guess they would be happy with any kind of news coverage, whether it be social media or otherwise, because this week Democrats reported their third quarter fundraising numbers. Yang ranked, brought in $10 million, and that was more than Senator Cory Booker. And some of his supporters are pointing out on Twitter that he's being left out.
Indeed. In fact, some of the cable news networks have been doing a number one for Sanders, Buttigieg number two, Kamala number three, Cory Booker number four. Everybody's like, wait a minute.
And we just got Elizabeth Warren numbers too, by the way, which are near Bernie Sanders.
Exactly. So as these numbers were being updated, Andrew Yang wasn't even in any of the graphics, any of the charts at all. And so the Yang Gang, as they're known online, are very enthusiastic, very social media savvy. And so they went back to a hashtag that they've been using quite often, which is Yang Media Blackout. Let me give you a little idea here. Mike Mongo says, for the record, Andrew Yang raised $10 million in the third quarter, nearly double Cory Booker and just behind Kamala Harris. They got very agitated. Yang Media Blackout began to trend, and bit by bit, the media organizations, the cable organizations, began to adjust their charts to put in the third quarter, Andrew Yang actually raised $10 million. Yang joked about it. He said, perhaps next time I need to raise $20 million, but also told his Yang gang that everything's been updated. Thank you very much for supporting me.
Well, he usually is pretty good-natured and humorous about some of the challenges that he faces in this race. Now, Femi, I have a treat for you.
Yes,
let's
Peter.
Listen.
Look at this photograph. Every time I hear it makes me
laugh. Oh, I'm sorry. There are people on the other side of the glass shaking their head.
What is that?
You know who that is. It's Nickelback, which is making a comeback this week.
Takes me back.
This song featured in a video posted by President Trump. It was an altered version of the original music video depicting the band's frontman holding a photo of Joe Biden and his son Hunter on a golf course with board members of the Ukrainian gas company. Twitter removed this, said it was a copyright violation, and the president's supporters are not happy. What are you hearing?
Oh my goodness, some Nickelback not lovers anymore, let's say that. Lamont, Nickelback had a great chance to show their open-mindedness, but they blew it by asking Twitter to remove it from Trump's viral tweet. Nickelback is on tour right now, I have to say. Ashley Golden, Nickelback hasn't been relevant in years. Oh, that's a burn.
I don't know that that's true either.
Well, they're touring. They're very popular right now, but not with Ashley Golden. She says that they should thank Donald Trump for putting them in the news again. One more. Love for the president, hate for Nickelback. Hey, Nickelback, this is not such a good idea. I'm just going to summarize there for language. You would disable the media on this. I bought your song on iTunes 9 hours ago because I loved at real Donald Trump's tweets so much.
Wow.
And I've also been a fan of you guys. Now she wants her nickel back. See what she did there?
I do. And just quickly, what is the band saying? Anything about this?
The band are saying nothing. I have looked through their feed. I haven't seen anything, but Warner Music Group asked for the track to be taken off, the video to be taken down. And so now if you go back to the president's tweet, you will see that the video has been removed. So there's a big load of nothing right there.
Okay. And don't worry, people. We're not going to bring the song back. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Peter.